Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I don't know what's happening. Welcome, it's 5 o'clock. What the hell am I listening to? Every word is a beep.
G-Mac Cash.
Is this our pre-show meeting?
He's talking about the sign.
Yeah. Am I to believe he's happy about the sign?
He is not happy about the sign.
That's where the beeps come in.
Right. I'm not happy about the sign. All right. Here is the question. We're going to get to your phone calls. It's simple. And maybe the way we could comp it is, it's really both ends of the spectrum. You are either, it's akin to David's honeymoon, where you're just all about it. You're all up in it. Or you're Roberto and his marriage. You're over it. Red Wings edition. You are either really into the big game of the year or you've reached spite stage. Yeah. I'm in the spite stage. The other night was gross.
It broke you.
Gross. You're at home against a team that gets worked on the regular. And again, had lost six in a row. And you got shut out. Don't give me the goal.
And to Kenny's point, you got a ton of shots on goal. They just didn't happen.
Kenny went full Ballywood. Oh, they played a winning game. Shut up, you. Did they win? No. Bobby tried hard on his test. Well, Bobby's an idiot and got an F.
We don't say idiot, Mike.
That's what's wrong with the world.
We say dummy.
We say he's challenged.
By being an idiot. David, ticket text coming in, and then we go to the people.
Red Wings, pretty easy. I'll tune in. If they're losing after the first, I'll turn it off and head to bed. Someone else says, the coach doesn't care, so why should I? Oh. Nate in East Lansing.
Okay.
I'm betting on Pittsburgh tonight, hoping I lose money so the Wings win.
This was what I offered Kenny. I said to Kenny, look, if I'm you and you care so deeply about your team, guarantee yourself a win. Bet the Penguins. That way, if the Wings lose, you still win money and you can spite them with your profit. Or, in essence, you paid for the Wings to win. It is complete emotional hedge, but it's perfection. You're going to be happy with either outcome.
You know what, Kenny, he's done this before, and it doesn't make sense until it makes sense.
It works.
Right. He's told me, like, no, just put money on this, You could root for that. If they your team wins, you don't care about the money you just lost.
Like, whatever. And it's no one's business what you bet. What would you pay for a Wings victory tonight? Place that on the Pens.
One gambling unit I would pay, but, man, Pittsburgh minus 160, the value is horrible. But, like,
five.
That feels like.
Five units.
That no, absolutely not.
Another.
That feels like atrocious karma. That feels like terrible karma.
No, because if they win, you get the money.
And if they, Kenny, if you lose your bet, it means the Wings won an improbable road game tonight, launching themselves back into the hearts and minds of Metro Detroit.
Just to lose to the Canadians. I mean, doesn't it feel like
Popsky.
That? Exactly.
Let's get to the people, shall we? Kenny, I'm just telling you, rifle a few in there on the old Pens. Come on. That way you're covered.
No.
Let's go to Patrick, 97.1. What's up, Patrick? How you doing?
No, I'm great. I'm over it. I'm in the I'm over it camp. I just had kind of a philosophical question. You guys and callers, or whatever, is 1 point going to make a – you know, people calling in saying they believe in the eyes are playing, another one saying they over it and whatever. And if they get in because of a point, all of a sudden everything's great. And
I love
or if they
I
miss
love
by
this.
A point, everything's terrible. I
love your angle here, and I'm going to answer it honestly. 6 weeks ago, if you told me they got in, my belief was while they were playing great, hey, we've turned a corner here. But the way that this has gone down, and as woeful as they've been, the team is not talented enough. They clearly don't have enough goal scoring. And the head coach may or may not get fired. I'm with Patrick. The only thing that would get me to fully buy the Iser plan, regardless of getting in or out, is how they play in that first round.
I was about to say, I think it would get extended into the first round. And then if somehow you won that or if it went to seven games, you would say, you know what? Maybe it wasn't that bad. But I do think that, Mike, even if they get in there and they lose in the first round to Patrick, that 1 point will be the difference of you'll have people saying, see, look what Steve did. Because you know what,
Patrick? I know.
Patrick, it would be the equivalent of scoring a goal with 1.1 second left. You didn't get shut out.
Unbelievable.
No, well, that's what I'm saying.
I love the question, and it's the right one to ask. And ultimately, it's up to every individual Red Wing fan. You know, goalposts do move. That's just how it is. Like, goals are not static. How you get there is almost as important as did you get there. Mm-hmm. Like, if we want to believe that this thing is built on bedrock and rock-solid ground, you don't go 5-12-2 over your last quarter of your season and collapse. And frankly, look, I think one thing that is becoming crystal clear, not at the high level, and certainly we have seen nothing or nothing written that would suggest that the next McKinnon or next Kucherov or next Bedard or next fill in blank is in your minor league system. We are this deep into this and you have no superstar and seemingly no path to one. I think that's alarming. Now, it doesn't mean maybe Lucas Raymond takes this launch into space next year and he puts up a 40-goal season. And you go, all right, now maybe we have our guy. But that's the most alarming thing to me. If you think you're bumping along where the guy on your team leader in points is 62 points, I mean, that's the Matt Vierling of the NHL. I don't want that.
But I think if they got in by 1 point, it would be enough to satisfy some people to say that was a step in the right direction.
Okay.
Now we'll see you next year, and now we'll have to go and advance another round. Even if they get swept in the first round, they made the playoffs.
Go to Dustin, 97.1. What's up, Dustin?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Hey. Good. Yeah, so I am in team spite stage for several reasons. Number one, I've been there since the Arizona game, that debacle where you lost to a high school hockey team and got shut out. And I'm just ready for a complete revamp of the coaching staff. I think Lalonde has no motivation skills whatsoever. You can see it as how the team skates sometimes. It's just there's no effort there. And then worse, there's no accountability for that lack of effort. He just comes in during these news briefings and is laissez-faire and on to the next one, and it was a good college effort. And similarly, Tangay, I think the special teams have taken a nosedive from the beginning of the season. Our power play entry is atrocious. We get killed shorthanded most of the time. I'm ready for a complete revamp, and I'm hoping that we don't make the playoffs so we can start that process sooner than later and rip the Band-Aid off.
Dustin, like I told you, I understand it. I'm not proud of it, but it's how I am as a fan. Once you anger me and annoy me, I'd prefer if you just go away. It's like the other day with the Tigers. You've been awful for 8 innings and wasted my life. Do me a favor. Just go away. Don't give me this fake comeback in the 9th where, you know, bloops and nonsense. I'm like, just get out of here and let me get on the air.
Yep. Don't give me hope to crush my dreams a day later and lose to the Capitals.
Exactly. Or go out in Montreal, beat you 5-1 in one of these listless performances.
I am looking so forward to watching Slafkovský score 5 on us and lose 8-1 like the Flyers did.
Kenny just cried. Thank you for that, Dustin. No, but it's
a good one, Kenny.
Thank you, Dustin. No, I mean, I understand. I do.
Tuesday night broke a lot of people.
Because how many times have we said big game? How many times have we said, man, they really need this game? And you finally got yourself in a position from win probability. You're favored. You're supposed to beat this team. The other team's playing awful. You have really everything on the line.
Right.
And it was nothing.
Kenny, this will help you out. I don't think there's a Costa lock for tonight.
If I see a Costa lock on the Red Wings for any game upcoming, we will have issues in the station. Me and Costa will.
I think you're good. I don't think he would dare. Not after the other night.
Oh, I think. Have you seen the smarm on that guy?
Oh, Costa
would. I can't be wrong twice in a row.
Guys, I know I was wrong. This one? Yeah, Costa lock. 248-539-9797. We'll get more of your phone calls, get some ticket texts as well.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, by the way, Kenny, I know we're rapping about the Wings. This Frozen Four game is on right now. Who the hell did Boston University run out of money making these uniforms? You got one of the coolest logos on the planet with the terrier biting the hockey stick. And the uniforms, it's like East Bay catalog, Boston University. And it's not even in a font. I mean, what? I'll never understand certain things teams do. Crazy.
Maybe it's tradition. I don't know.
Whatever.
Maybe this is what they wore the last time they won it all.
All right.
Oh, wow. You're right.
I told you. It's not even in a script or something.
It's just right.
It's like dodgeball when the wrong uniforms show up. Like, what is this? David, what's the ticket text got to say?
Penn 7, Wings 1 tonight. Stop. That will be the final score.
Stop.
Oh, man. Kenny, I'm a Sparty, and I won so much blood money during the CFP on Michigan that I was able to buy new golf clubs. Trust Mike here. And hedge your happiness tonight
right.
by betting Pittsburgh.
I've done it with Michigan versus OSU the last several years. I've done it with Michigan in the playoff. You either win money seeing cheating scumbags win, or they get their comeuppance, and it's like, dude, I would have wrote that check all day.
It works.
It Maybe doesn't I could have bought one of Connor Stallion's busted vacuums.
Glasses.
Oh,
paid for Blake's LLC.
They will win tonight and then drop one to Montreal. That's the 2024 Detroit Red Wings.
That is why I will not get involved tonight.
All right comes there. Down to the final game of the season.
No, because Kenny will die of a heart attack, and we don't want that. Easy you enough. Cannot put this into 60 minutes of hockey for them to be in or out. Kenny will not be able to handle it. Plus, we'll get nothing from him that day.
I feel like they would lose that game just because that's the way their season has
so
gone.
So bet the Pens. We're going to go Oppo Kostolok. We're going to go Kotsalot. You bet the Pens as a reverse jinx on the Kostolok. If you lose, you would have paid the money for them to win tonight. You know you would have. And if the Pens win, your spite has put money in your pocket.
Can I wait till after the show's over? Do I have to do this right now?
Live the entire account.
Okay, let me find the... No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to... I'm standing on my ground here. This is horrible karma. The Red Wings need to win this game.
No, it's not.
I'm not betting against
it. It's actually good karma for you.
It's bad karma for me.
Kenny, if they lose, you win. If they win, you win.
That's like blood
it's
money.
It's win-win. What, blood money doesn't spend?
Ugh, just feels gross, man. It just feels so gross.
Okay, well, I can't help you then. It's going to feel worse when the Pens win tonight and you make nothing. Let's go to John, 97.1. Johnny, what's going on, buddy?
Not much. How you guys doing?
Good. Hey. What's on your mind?
I'm a big Wings fan. I was at the Buffalo game on Sunday. The Washington game hurt. Yeah, there were some missed calls, but they ran into a hot goalie, but they should have won it. They played better. It's the first half of the game. I can't watch tonight. I will be watching Michigan in the Frozen Four, though, because they've been a hell of a lot more entertaining to see. Quick hockey, good passes. Even if they lose, I'll at least have watched a good hockey game.
Now, what will it take for you to tune in tonight? You check your phone or you check the score. What will it take for you to lock in?
Third period, if the Wings are up, I might watch it on my phone while I got Michigan on the TV. If it's tied with a couple minutes to go, maybe I'll watch the last couple minutes on my phone.
Okay.
But the Michigan game is going to have my attention because that'll actually – I feel like that's just going to be a more entertaining game.
No, John, I'm not mad at you at all. I don't advertise like – It's never a good idea to tell your listeners you're not going to watch something. Like, that's bad. I'm doing it purposefully.
Really? That's bad.
Well, I hate when radio hosts do that because it's like, well, dude, that's part of your job. Now,
I'm joking.
I watch more than I should. This is one of those things. Tonight, it's results oriented.
Yeah.
It wouldn't matter how they won or how they lost. We have reached a point in the season with a couple games to go. It's pass or fail. So in that sense, there won't be any breakdown of a game. This is a results-oriented affair tonight. And Kenny won't be able to do what he did to poor fans out there the other night, berating them for their hockey takes.
Right. And I'll say this.
Go lead.
I can attest that Mike does watch a ton of games because that time you had me in that 10-leg parlay game. And I'm up till 2 in the morning to make sure that
it
we
hit.
Won.
And it hit.
It hit.
It hit.
It hit. I'm like, why am I up? Oh, yeah, I got to watch this.
Because
Arizona
I am
State.
Brought to you by the Mountain West.
Right.
That is why.
I saw the first 9-point play in that Arizona State game. A 3-pointer, a foul,
man.
And 2 technicals.
All in the same possession.
Right.
Who knows?
It was a 9-point possession.
Never seen it before. Probably never see it again. Go to Tyler 97.1. What's up, Ty?
I'm fed up, Mike. How you guys doing today, though?
We're good. So you're on the Spite Store.
Listen, man. I've been on the Spite Store since. Let's go back to. You remember the streak? Remember the playoff streak?
Yes.
I'm a big hockey fan, former season ticket holder, and you know, that was the time where we were bad, and we just wanted to make the playoffs to keep the dumb streak alive, just to go in and get killed in the first round. And fast forward to now, I mean, is that really what we want? Like, I'm just not one of those, let's just make the playoffs, you know, so we can have cupcakes and tea, you know, and celebrate a little bit. And my fear, I'm going to be harsh, my fear is that the Iser plan is just turning into – you know, a cameo appearance. Tobey Maguire, you know, coming back to be Spider-Man for 20 minutes in a film just to get people to go see it. Because what's changed in 10 years, really? You know, we've gotten a little better. We've gotten a little worse. But, I mean, nothing has really changed for me since the Nyquist and Tatar experiment. And I just kind of find us in the exact same spot.
Tyler, what's changed is there's not a bunch of aging veterans on this team. I think it would be very valuable
Hold on. That's actually not true when you're the third oldest team in the league.
But there's not – but those teams didn't have youth you were trying to build and develop around. We have Mo Sider, Lucas Raymond, guys that we actually want to see be a part of this team for a future. I think it would be invaluable to have these guys play, you know, in a playoff series, even if they get crushed by, you know, New York or something like that.
I 100% agree with that. I do. We're in way better hands than we were when Kenny Holland was running the team, for sure. I'm just frustrated as a fan because I love hockey and I want to watch. But, Mike, like you're talking about, and I've been like this for years, like I pretty much check the scores on my phone. And if it looks like a good game in the third, you know, I'll turn it on and I'll watch. But I've committed a couple times this year. You know, we get hot. I go down to the game. I've been to a couple. And it's why I stopped buying season tickets is the games I choose to go to. I just see lack of effort. People look like they don't want to be out there. We're getting circle skated around us. It's just frustrating. I just want better. You know, I'm not saying fire Stevie Y.
You know what,
I'm not
Tyler?
Fire Stevie Y, but something's got to change.
Well, you know what's funny? You're not saying it, but somebody else does.
Well, yeah, right. I'm not paid to make those decisions, but.
Unbelievable. Tyler, listen.
Would I be heartbroken if it happened? No, not really. I mean,
but I think
it is what it is.
I think what you're bringing up, Tyler, is reality. If this team was the youngest team in the league, if this team was littered with 7, 8, 9 regulars that were kids, Iserman draftee prospects, I don't think I'd be in the Spite Store. But by the fact is, they're one of the 3 or 4 oldest teams in the league. And he chose this pathway of, basically Scott Harris took over his body. We're doing all one and dones or short term guys. None of these guys will be here when they're ready to win. It's the same thing as the Tigers. So that makes me spiteful because.
Trust me, it'll work.
I want to see the youth, but only 2 of his guys play.
And that's what makes this offseason even more important is because. You need to make a splash. The same way we thought about DeBrincat last offseason.
Hold on.
This upcoming offseason.
Ready? This is the year.
Right, exactly.
That Iserman gets it right.
We all wanted DeBrincat at the time, so I don't want to hear about
that. There's nothing wrong with DeBrincat on surface. He was the best available player that wouldn't cost you a 10-year term and picks and prospects that you cared about. He was never a perfect elixir. It's that he's on a team that has no 30-goal scorers and barely any 20-goal scorers. He is a guy who has 2 40-goal seasons. The problem, what we're watching. He's not an alpha. He's not a lead dog. He needs to be the 3rd or 4th best player on your team. We're lacking the other players. But that doesn't mean I didn't want him or don't want him here now. I do. But I mean, like, if you're pinning your hopes on this rebuild that Patrick Kane's coming back at 48 years old next year, or that we're just going to run it back with the Andrew Copps of the world, I can't help you.
The Andrew Copps and the David Perrons, I'll agree with you completely. They're gone as far as I'm concerned. Patrick Kane's a point-per-game player. If they wanted to bring him back on a contract that's not too lucrative,
that's
I don't
my
have a problem
fear,
with that.
Is everyone has seen what he's done.
Yeah.
doesn't that raise, because you know.
It does.
You know other GMs are idiots. It's like the NBA. It's some of the dumbest people in the world run NBA teams. And you're like, oh God, Patrick Kane played too well, and now in the open market, we have to spend what? Or heaven forbid if it's a multi-year deal.
A lot of that comes down to, does he want to play for Steve Yzerman? Because that still carries weight around the league, believe it or not.
No, I. Why would I not believe that?
I don't know. I mean, people would accuse me of being a Steve bot for complimenting the man in such a way. Not say that.
It's so stupid, but it doesn't get old to me. I don't know if the listeners hate it. I'm sorry if you do. 248-539-9797.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You missed anything? Odyssey.com Rewind. We got you covered, including an absolutely scintillating conspiracy theory by Rico to lead the show. But David, some ticket techs, and then, I mean, Rieger at LCA, Bulls and Pistons. Like,
is this the home finale tonight?
It may be. I don't know. I don't know what their schedule is anymore. I don't pay attention.
Grand opening, grand closing. Why the hell do we have Rieger down there? I mean, what did he do to anybody to deserve this?
People want to hear the Pistons.
Do they?
They mean we have to have a presence there. Yes.
I won't hit the button.
I was about to say, that was growth, Mike.
I was going
to
hit a button.
I saw you looking at the board, and then little Mike hopped on your shoulder.
That's right.
Just let it go.
That's right. Too late in the show to play that. All right, David, some ticket texts as we wrap it up. Obviously, Wings and Pens will have most people's attention tonight. If you're watching Bulls and Pistons, I question where your life is at. David, what do you have?
I'm ready for this team to get smashed by the Penguins tonight. It is needed to get this coach out of here.
All right.
Okay. Someone says it is SOW tonight, the same old Wings.
So if it's same old Wings, they would win.
Thank you. Yeah.
They lose when they should win. They win when they should lose.
It depends on how old that person is, though. Oh. Same old Wings may be dead Wings for him. John from Shelby says, big hockey fan my whole life. Played the sport and so I'm unfortunately going to watch tonight. It's going to be such a struggle. Here's hoping we actually win tonight.
Kenny, come on. Last chance.
I am that texter, by the way. I'm going to watch.
You can affect change right now. Bet the Pens.
Kenny, would it help if I joined in on the bet?
Yes. He's the black angel of death. If he bets the Pens, the Wings win 6-2.
I'll tell you what, Rico. You bet it, I'll bet it.
Okay. Hold on. You got to be like Voltron for my 1980s kids out there. Voltron, this has to be entire account Penguins. We need an intergalactic bet tonight.
Let me find my account with the least amount of money in it.
The entire right. Do you want to cosmically shift things tonight?
I don't know if I want to do the
I want a one unit cosmically shifted.
I was thinking,
would that be enough if we both bet one unit?
I was thinking Doug Karsh.
The faces you all made were amazing.
I was thinking about being respectful and responsible.
Man, F that. Doug going on the radio, I had a dollar on Mickey Mantle. Nobody cares.
All right, $1.50.
Show up. You want to be happy either way. So what's an amount of money that's going to make you happy? If the Wings, what would you pay for the Wings to win tonight? Keep the number to yourself. What would you pay?
So, Kenny, are we just doing the money line?
Yeah, the Penguins yes. money line.
Okay. Yes.
I'm just checking.
No, you're good. You're good. Relax. Guys, if the Pens win, you get paid for your spite. At least your anger, you will be paid. If the Wings win, you offered it to the hockey gods. You would have paid for them to win. Rico, in your case, what would you pay for the content tomorrow of the Wings winning? You have to view it in these terms. That's the emotional hedge here.
That's why I was trying to get Kenny on board. Kenny, I've done this. It sounds ridiculous.
Kenny, it works. It's like you're a DD destroyer in the Korean War. Load the cannons. All guns firing tonight. All accounts. Zero them out.
Rico is the angel of death, so if he puts a unit on it, I'll put a unit on it.
All accounts.
No, not all.
Zeroed out.
No, absolutely not.
Another.
One unit or nothing. You get your pick.
Well, it's got that. Then one.
There you go.
You have to partake tonight. Because if they lose, I don't want you angry tomorrow.
I'm going to be angry tomorrow regardless at that point because I would have lost $5 or $6 or $7 or whatever I'm going to put on this.
Just whole account.
No.
Pens.
Absolutely not.
Sid the Kid. Destruction.
No.
By the way, what did you make of him being voted most complete player for a fifth year in a row? Reputation or fact?
Reputation.
Who is the most complete player in your mind? Who should have won the award, not Sid the Kid?
Ooh, that's a good question. It can't be a guy like Austin Matthews because he doesn't play any defense. I'd say probably Connor, right? Because he back checks, he forechecks, he skates, he scores, he passes.
In essence, this is the Peter Forsberg Award.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay. As I wondered. I go, geez, that seems like a reputation award there. All right.
He's too old to have earned that at this point in his career.
Isn't it sad? Don't you feel old? 08, 09, he was Sid the Kid. Now he's Sid the Grandfather. Time just flies, man.
Sid with kids. I'm in.
All right.
I'm in.
Excellent work. You two are changing communities. Everyone bet the Pens. That way you're happy tomorrow no matter what. That's my advice.
All right, Kenny.
David, get in that general fund.
And I'm in. No. All right. All right, we're both in.
David, bet a couple of those double bow ties your uncle wears. Get on the Pens tonight and be happy tomorrow.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Are you going Red Wings?
I can't watch this game tonight. I can't bet on this game tonight. I'm done with them. They're dead to me.
All right, noted. Let's go to Rieger down at LCA.
Fan appreciation day, right?
Oh, they're giving away fake buffs, guys. I just saw some. They're pretty cool. That's right.
Hey, we appreciate you.
I'm not even kidding, by the way. That's the giveaway today.
What is?
No way.
Fake buffs.
Fake buffs. Yes.
Well, that's perfect, because we got a fake team.
And Kay's not even playing tonight.
No. Once again. By the way, I went up to you guys. I just did Penguins minus a goal and a half. That gets me plus 150.
That's not
smart. So, yes,
smart.
There's a chance I lose, but yes. The Wings win, I'm happy.
There's a large chance that you lose. Oh, God. Okay. But now.
So, wait. The Pens could win by one.
He loses.
And you lose.
I'll lose, yeah.
You
I'll
never lose. Touch the puck line, ever.
Yeah, the plus 150 is very sexy to me.
Okay.
Call the number, Jeff. Please, yeah, dude, call the number.
I was just trying to give you an emotional
hedge. Well,
I
did the Doug Karsh bet, okay? You know, I bet a buck.
Well, then don't waste time talking about it. Now, listen. What is up next? And are you building off of this, or are you going a different direction?
So, I have a quote. A cut audio from one Derek Lalonde that is so offensive, so egregious, so despicable that we're going to lead off at 6 o'clock with it. And then I'm going to ask a question. It obviously has to do with the Wings, but just really Detroit sports as well. Once you hear this cut, you're going to say to yourself, like, what are we doing here? So we're going to lead off at 6 o'clock.
Is this another one where just no expectations again?
Yeah, but he adds on to it.
Oh, God.
I don't want to give it away.
Don't. No,
you
no.
Just got to listen at 6.
You're fine, and we will. Your monologues have been strong lately.
By the way, very quickly, Crosby, 42 points in his last 37 games, 34 in his last 28 and 22 in his last 14. He's getting Hart Trophy votes. So I'm very worried about tonight.
Hey, don't worry. DeBrinket's also on fire.
One goal, 7 points in 19 games. Sweet.
Yikes. All right, Rieger, next. We will talk to you guys tomorrow at 2.
Boys.
Kenny, rifle another unit in on the Pens. We'll talk to everybody tomorrow.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.